Chapter 4. "It's for white women," Jolene says. Her words are like a club coming down on my head. We are alone at the LaRoche house, washing windows for a big war fundraising party they are giving. It's a chance for the rich folks around here to feel useful. I have Abel's newspaper article inside my apron pocket, keeping it close to me the way some people keep rosaries. But Jolene is a cold cup of water on my excitement.
"It doesn't say that," I protest.
"It doesn't have to," she explains. "Just say Sweetwater, Texas, and I know it's whites only. Texas is as Jim Crow as it gets. Come to think of it, all you really needed to do was say Army, and I could have told you how it would go. Sorry, Ida Mae. It's a pretty little dream, but it's only that." Jolene sighs dramatically. "You should have just become a nurse."
"Maybe," I say.
She's right, of course. Thomas is only allowed to treat other coloreds in the Army. In fact, it's like Uncle Sam runs two armies at once, one all white and the other colored. Grandy says that's the way it's always been. They finally decided to let women fly military planes. I don't know why I thought that meant colored women, too.
"Do you ever wish you were white, Jolene?"
Jolene raises an eyebrow and cuts me a sharp look.
"There ain't enough wishes in the world to make me white," she says. "Besides, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice."
I have to smile. "All right, Miss Juicy. But you know what I mean. Most days it doesn't matter. You go to work, you go home, you've got a family, and the sun's still shining. You're happy. But then sometimes, it's like when I tried to get my license. If you're colored, you get the short end of the stick. If you're a woman, you get the short end of the stick. So what do we get for being colored and women?" Jolene sighs. "Beat hard with both ends of a short stick?" She smiles wryly. "Well, honey, like I've said before, I'm Negro for life."